The only ones inhaling at Seattle Symphony concerts will be the wind instrument players. The symphony says it has no plans to follow the lead of the Colorado Symphony and hold marijuana-friendly concerts. Correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
The Colorado Symphony has something for everybody. Porgy and Bess for opera lovers, A Night at Woodstock for rock and roll fans, Disney's Fantasia for the kids, and now the Classically Cannabis concert series. It's for adults who think marijuana might enhance the classical music experience. But don't look for a similar pot-friendly concert series sponsored by the Seattle Symphony. Thanks for asking, but we have no plans to follow suit, reads an official statement. It goes on to say, tongue-in-cheek, we think Colorado's trying to get one over on us because they lost the Super Bowl. Washington and Colorado are the first two states to legalize recreational marijuana. The Colorado events will be private concerts with ensembles, not the full symphony. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.